John, what was the high moment of your day?
I had a lot of high moments today. I think right now is definitely the top.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like right now is a culmination of being given entrance to part of your world that you haven't shared with me yet. Like, more complete. But, definitely another high moment would have been playing catch with Macklemore. I wish he would have thrown me, wish he would have thrown it to me. But throwing a sausage across, like, a stage floor.
How far do you think that was?
It was pretty far. I mean, it's got to be at least 100 feet.
Maybe, like, 130?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty long. But, like, 100 feet is, like, 30 yards.
And it was a pretty good throw, though. To be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the second one sucked.
The second one was a little bit to the right. The first one was a little bit to the left.
And down. But he got the height right on the second one.
He got the height right on the second one. It was just... I got the height right on 6 or 7 feet. On my throw back, but I just was way to the right, which is probably good. But that was super cool. Seeing myself on their big, huge screen...
I didn't see
it. Was kind of surreal.
Did you look awesome?
I looked ridiculously awesome. You know, and part of me was like, oh, he just chose me because I'm a big, large, white guy in a Seattle Mariners jersey dapping.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't even know what it means. It's just... I think it began to be a thing, like, in the NFL because of...
Well, you're doing it, but like, I can't see.
It's like Superman, like, where you put your arm in front of your face and you, like, bow your head and you throw your arm out behind you. I don't know. I'll show it to you.
That's what you were doing?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Were you trying to get him to see you?
Yes.
It totally worked. I knew he was going to pick you. He was like, wait a second.
Look at that guy.
He was like, okay, I got it. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even work. He was like, who am I going to throw it to? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Well, he said someone in the back. And
oh, that's what he said. People in the front aren't the only ones to get food at concerts.
Yeah.
So someone in the back, who's it going to be? And then he was like, oh, okay, I got it.
So that was cool.
There's a guy in the back in a Mariners jersey with a big effing beard.
So, yeah, that was a really, really cool moment. The concert was a really fantastic concert. Just all together. I was really pleased with where we were able to stand. And then the drive there and the drive home were pleasant. The drive there was a little bit hot, but it was nice to be with you.
I was really grateful when we were driving, and I was like so frustrated about so many things when you just said, I'm sorry that the air conditioning doesn't work. And understood that, like, all of the things that I was frustrated with wouldn't have mattered if it hadn't have been so hot.
It kind of sucked.
We gotta fix it. What was your low moment?
Probably at work when, after a while, my leg really started to hurt. And, I was just really tired. I was really, really happy that Greg got sick. Like, he went outside to talk to Roger, and somebody was mowing the grass, and so he got allergies, and he had to go home early. And I was like, yes.
So you could leave early?
I can leave early.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I still worked 8.5 hours.
Okay.
And I'm going in tomorrow to... Anyway. But my leg just was hurting, and it wasn't very comfortable. That was my low moment.
My low moment was today when I dropped you off, and, like, I had a bunch of anxiety about, like, my work schedule. And I was having cramps a little bit, and I didn't go to CrossFit, which was good, but, like, I felt lame.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to work out in the morning, too. And I think it'll get easier once I come and get in the habit of it again. And sure. It's not as incredibly hard.
Sure.
But I really, like, this on Wednesday when I went, like, all day, I like, repeated over and over, like, I want to go to CrossFit tomorrow. I want to go to CrossFit tomorrow. And as I went to sleep, like, I repeated it over and over, too. So that in the morning, like, I would be able to remember that I wanted to go. And I didn't do that the night before, last night. And so, I really want to go tomorrow, but I don't know if we can. But if we don't get to, I really want to work out tomorrow. Because my body needs it.
Support you. Tell me about your high moment.
My high moment was when, like, the pre-show was definitely kind of a drag.
Sure.
And then when the lights came on the stage and they just were beautiful, like, I've seen a lot of videos, like Macklemore live videos, and I knew that there would be dancers and I knew that there would be brass players, and I was pretty sure Ryan Lewis would play the guitar a little bit, and I saw the piano, so I thought Ryan might play the piano, which he didn't, somebody else did. But I had no idea that the light show would be so good, and so I just was so excited, and after the first song, like, I looked over at you and Andrew, and you weren't looking, and I said to Andrew, like, it's already worth it. And he nodded in agreement. And that was the best. And then I loved it when they played Can't Hold Us. That just was so good. It's a really wonderful song. Like, it just makes me feel so good. And then we played and we danced. And that was so good. Anyway. I just loved it. And then I loved driving home with you and having it not be hot. That was... And I remember on the way when we were driving down, I remember just thinking over and over, like, on the way home, it will feel so good.
That's fantastic.
Is there anything you want to say to our children before I shut it off?
I think we might want to do this more often.
But not a lot, because look, it's 10 minutes.
That's okay. It's like a 10-minute podcast. That's a good way to record our lives.
You know what, John? That would actually be a really cool podcast.